In Germany, ever since the luxury car maker Porsche announced it was buying into the mass market Volkswagen, many analysts have been trying to work out what the rationale could be. Well, now it's increased its stake to 18%. At the same time, there have been reports of unhappiness with VW's chairman, Ferdinand Piëch. His family also controlled Porsche, and some fear this increased share could in effect be a takeover. On Monday, it's thought some on VW's board may try to get Mr. Piëch removed. European car industry analyst Stephen Cheatham of Sanford C. Bernstein.
This is a deal that's really quite difficult to understand, I think, for people who aren't in Germany. It's a deal that has been very negatively received by the capital markets, but actually within Germany has been greatly welcomed. I think it's best explained by a level of paranoia in Germany that someone from the Anglo-Saxon world might want to take over Volkswagen.
And yet we've got all these rumours that some of the directors at Volkswagen are unhappy with Ferdinand Piëch as their chairman. What's going on there?
Well, there's a long-standing conflict of interest here, and I think people are very right to be looking at Ferdinand Piëch's family controlling Porsche and also looking at Ferdinand Piëch's leading role within Volkswagen. And I think this conflict of interest has been thrown into sharper relief by the acquisition by Porsche of the 18% of Volkswagen that they now own. But the conflict of interest, in actual fact, is nothing new. It's been around for many years now.
Yes, I mean, if he's been in charge of VW and his family have controlled Porsche for ages, why on earth has this surfaced just now?
Well, it's difficult to ascertain why people are now getting a little twitchier about it. To be honest, this is a conflict of interest that in the Anglo-Saxon business world would have been deemed unacceptable many years ago. But in Germany, as indeed in many other continental European countries, this sort of thing is tolerated more. But I think it's been thrown into sharp relief by the acquisition of the 18% stake, and I think people are very right to feel that the influence of Ferdinand Piëch and Porsche at Volkswagen is possibly too strong.
What do you make of the stories about a possible boardroom rebellion? Do you think it's likely they will unseat him?
It's very difficult to comment on this sort of stuff. Rumours tend to circulate in the market, and really I don't think as outsiders we can say anything meaningful about it, other than to say there is a clear conflict of interest, and there's very obviously a potential for conflict here. But after the outcome, it's very difficult to say at this stage.
Motor industry analyst Stephen Cheatham.